What's up, podcast fam? It is Friday. It's a Friday special, episode 33 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Man, what's up? Friday, you made it.
You were screaming inside.
What do you mean?
Because the medicine you put on.
Oh, geez. Well, we'll get to that later. We'll be talking about that in a second. Gross the people out. I feel like if the people are going to be part of our life and we're going to be part of the peeps' life.
We have to tell our secrets.
Yeah, they got
to. We have to give away the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, the Chamber of Secrets. Hashtag shout out Harry Potter. Yeah, we got to tell them everything, right?
Yeah.
Got to tell them the good stuff, the bad stuff, the nasty stuff, the happy stuff.
I got the ice again.
Oh, yeah, you got the ice. Oh, but don't spill your H2O, brother. Man, it's Friday. You made it. Another week has passed. Week 7 of the pod is gone. I got to admit, I'm going to admit a little secret to the people. As we're recording right now, it's 8:48. It's 48 minutes past your bedtime, even on a Friday.
And I am super tired.
I'm tired too, and we debated. Today was the first day where we were outside sitting together. We'd be like, man, I think we got to tell the peeps we're not doing a pod tonight. But we're going to power through this.
Yeah.
We're powering through it for the people. We've got 2 days off ahead of us.
That's my nightmare.
What's your nightmare?
Missing the pod.
Missing the pod is a nightmare?
And the other one would be like a dead squirrel.
What? Your nightmares are missing the pod and dead squirrels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead squirrels.
They freak you out?
They freak me out. I don't care if they have blood all over them.
So you didn't see the dead squirrel that I found in our window well the other day.
Was it bloody?
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness I was not there.
I didn't tell you this story?
No.
You weren't a part of this?
No.
So like 2 weeks, this is God's honest truth. 2 weeks ago, come downstairs and go into the room with the electrical panel over by the putting green?
Yeah.
And I open it up and I'm just like basically fall over sideways. It smelled so bad. There's no doubt about it. There's a dead animal in the room. Unfortunately, it's like a three by five room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not many places to hide if you're a dead animal. Couldn't find anything, but the smell was like killing me. Close the door. Can't figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
A week goes by, another week, a half a week goes by, and I'm walking on that side of the house. On the outside, we have a window well, right? We have a window in the basement that looks up and out, and surrounding that window on the outside is a window well. I look down in the window well, there's a dead squirrel. Problem solved. That's where the smell was coming from.
How did it?
So I got me a shovel, and I put it in a bag, and we put it out with the trash. Dead squirrels and missed pods.
Well, was the squirrel all bloody and stuff?
No, it was just dried out and, like, stiff as a board. But it smelled brutal. Blew, nasty.
Okay, well, I just don't like the look of squirrels playing dead.
Yeah.
I don't like this animals one, playing dead.
This one wasn't playing dead. This one actually was dead.
I don't like squirrels laying down in the middle of the road.
Really?
I don't.
Roadkill? Killing you?
I don't. Yeah, roadkill killing you.
Well, either way, bring this thing back full circle. Are you trying to smell if you can smell the squirrel now? Since we're not far from the scene of the crime. We're powering through for the peeps tonight.
The scene of the crime.
We're powering through for the peeps tonight. Episode 33, man. This is the end of week 7. When we get back here on Monday, it will be week 8. We will have been doing this. You know when we started this thing? March 17th. March 17th.
We've been doing this for two, three months.
Almost 2 months. Almost 2 months. We will start our 8th week on Monday. Kind of crazy.
We just celebrate it because that's my hockey number.
Number 8. That's right. You and Ovechkin.
And number 10.
You and Ovechkin. What do we want to do today?
Panarin, I think.
We got a couple things we need to cover today.
And Panarin.
10. Panarin's 10, yeah. Yeah.
This is my number this year.
So Sharpie.
And Sharpie.
Yep. Perfect. We got to cover a few things today. What was the best thing you saw today?
My grandma.
Which one?
Chris, my grandma Chris. She helped me with my math problems.
Oh, but what did you do? A little FaceTime?
Yeah, but she told me.
It must be nice having a math teacher for a grandma, where you just get to phone a friend.
And I get,
She always answers your calls.
And I have a French teacher as Nana.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of school resources, teachers, don't you?
Teachers,
right?
As grandmas.
Yeah, that's great.
And Nanas.
So what happened with math? What math problems were we doing today?
Like a line plot. I just learned what that is.
A line plot. Uh-huh. Can you tell the peeps what a line plot is, please?
It's just where you draw a line and you have like a bar graph, and then line plot. You basically can't draw a line plot if you don't have something like a problem to solve with.
Okay, like what kind of problem are we solving here?
So let's say pencils and markers in the craft bucket.
Okay.
There are 12-inch pencils.
Yep.
1 5-inch pencil.
Yeah.
3 6-inch pencils.
Yep.
And 10 1-inch pencils.
So you graph it and line plot it?
Yeah, and then however many, so you write the numbers 1 through how many examples?
You gave 4 examples.
1 through 4, and then you do on the first one, you would do 1.
Yep.
You would do 1 dot.
Yep. Oh, you do the number of each option. Yeah. Oh, cool. Excellent. You're lucky. You have a great phone-a-friend resource that you can FaceTime anytime you want.
I have 2.
You have lots of resources. That's awesome.
Yep.
Good work.
And I just learned something today.
What's that?
That Uncle Johnny went to school in...
Oh, what's it called? Indiana?
Indiana.
Yeah. Who taught you that?
Mom. She told me that when we went on a walk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Indiana Jones.
I'd call that a fun fact, but I think you'd file that more under random facts. Random facts. Uncle Johnny went to school in Indiana. Cool. All right. Very good. Can I tell you the best thing I saw today?
You always say very good.
Very good. Can I tell you the best thing I saw today?
Very good.
It was about an hour ago. This is where we're going to gross the people out.
Oh, you're going to say that?
Yes. I've had a little bit of a personal hygiene issue the last...
I think that's the worst thing you
7 saw, to 10 right? days.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had this thing bothering me on my large toe on my right foot. Thought it was just maybe kind of an irritation, a hangnail, and I think it turned itself into an ingrown toenail. Ugh. So guess what I did tonight?
You pulled out about a gallon of blood.
Sent the CEO to the old CVS, right?
Yeah, and he pulled out like a... quarter gallon.
Gave her a shopping list. Iodine, hydrogen peroxide, nail clipping scissors.
Man, you got serious.
Some bandages.
You were like a dentist going to CVS.
Yep.
You're going to do something. You got a cavity on your toe.
Had a few cups of water and started digging in on my foot and dug out what I think was the problem with my foot. It was an ingrown toenail. An ingrown toenail.
Is it just like blood is on top of the toenail? The
best thing I saw today was that toenail getting gouged out of my foot by me.
Oh, that's good. That's
I basically had like surgery on my own foot tonight.
That's good.
Well, don't know if the problem's solved yet. There's a pretty significant hole in my foot, but iodine, iodine, hydrogen peroxide, and what's the white stuff called that you put on your foot?
Neosporin.
Yep. And a Band-Aid. Oh. And we'll see what it looks like or feels like in the morning. This is like we said earlier, you got to share it all with the peeps, right? Good stuff, bad stuff, gross stuff. And we're all family, right?
Can I say another best thing I sold today?
Sure.
A baby pool that we got.
Oh, we did inflate the baby pool today, didn't we?
Yeah, we got in. It was so cold.
It was a nice day today. Filled it with hose water and sent you guys into the ice bath. Oh. All right.
You have the hiccups?
I do now, yep. I do have a couple fun facts. Episode 33, you want to hear them?
Famous basketball players? You're going up like you got...
Well, with this whole Jordan thing going on.
I'm not allowed to watch that show anymore.
With the whole Last Dance thing going on, and with Scottie Pippen being such a big part of that, I figured, hey, episode 33, we might as well start talking about
famous
basketball players that wore number 33, right?
That number.
If we were calling into somebody else's show, like Elizabeth calls into our show, we would say, hey, podcaster, can you name
podcast fame?
Can you name five famous basketball players that wore the number 33? And they'd be like, I got to go to Google, just like we do. But we can name them. Do you want to hear them? Best athletes to ever wear number 33 in basketball. Ready? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Larry Bird. Boston Celtics. Patrick Ewing. New York Knicks. Shaquille O'Neal. Ooh. Orlando Magic and Los Angeles Lakers. And Scottie Pippen. That's a lot of studs to wear number 33.
I have a feeling that there's someone on the Warriors that wore number 33.
Who?
I just feel like there's someone, but I don't know.
What's the deal with you and the Warriors? Just because you love Steph Curry?
No, Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Should we do some voice messages?
Yeah.
Let's do this. We've got Elizabeth has the Friday special, a great one, again.
Gaga.
And then we got a call from John in Boston today.
Normal.
Love it.
Normal.
John in Boston, if you're thinking about clicking the podcast off, he's got a great Uncle Johnny story. So let's get to it. Here we go with Elizabeth, our fan club president, calling in on a Friday special.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin, it's me, Elizabeth, and it's the Friday special. And Gaga, I think you're going to like this one, and if you can, you can answer them. What is your favorite junk food? What is your favorite soda? And what is your favorite candy? Oh, answer those on the pod. Bye, boys.
She said boys kind of slow. We have it down as boys.
Okay. All right. We'll have to take that up with her on FaceTime this weekend.
Yeah.
Great questions. I can guarantee you that Gaga does not love this category, but I can answer all the questions on behalf of Gaga.
Why
don't you answer the questions on behalf of you?
My favorite junk food.
Favorite junk food.
Microwave nachos.
Microwave nachos. Okay. That's a great one. Favorite soda?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Kind of like cream soda, root beer.
Yep. Yeah. I knew that. And favorite candy?
Favorite candy. I would say the green apple caramel suckers.
Oh, those are amazing. And that is a great call. Wow. I thought you were going to go like Kit Kat or Jolly Rancher, but you went kind of like a combo. I like where you went with that because I totally agree. Those are amazing.
I bet you would agree with that because your favorite like candy flavor is green apple.
Green apple. You're exactly right.
And I really like
Know your dad.
I like green apples a lot.
So Gaga's favorite junk food is no junk food because she doesn't eat junk food. Her favorite soda is no soda because she doesn't drink soda.
Wait, stop it on the last one.
What?
I think I have an answer.
Okay, go.
Gaga's favorite candy is Starburst.
No, it's not. You're wrong.
No.
You don't know your Gaga. Her favorite candy is when we go to... Here, you'll get this. We go to the movies with Gaga. What does she always have?
Sugar babies?
No. No. She always has Twizzlers. Twizzlers are Gaga's favorite candy.
When we were at my sister's soccer game, she took like four or five of my Starbursts.
Well, we're going to have to call Gaga and see what the real story is behind that.
It is.
Maybe it's her like second favorite.
At Leewood, Papa took me to the snack place and he bought me a pack of Starburst and Gaga took like four or five of them.
Boom! Roasted, Gaga. Totally busted. Man, you're going to throw your Gaga under the bus like that?
Well, it's a podcast. I got to admit the news.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to have a snoozer today, and we always turn it around. We always have a good one. All right. Awesome Friday special, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling. Should I do mine?
Yeah.
Favorite junk food?
Donuts.
I love donuts. Oh, I love it. I love just a good old cake, chocolate cake donut.
Triple
a cake
chocolate?
Donut with chocolate frosting, yeah.
Triple chocolate.
Favorite soda?
Dr. Pepper.
I do enjoy Dr. Pepper. I don't drink soda, so if I have to have a favorite soda, it's just got to be a plain old Coca-Cola.
Okay.
My favorite candy?
I know it.
What?
Kit Kat.
Yep. Home run. Every time with a Kit Kat, right?
Yeah.
Every single time. All right, you ready, John, for Boston?
I don't really agree with Kit Kats, but John? I like them because they're crunchy and chocolate. I like crunchy and chocolate.
I do. I love that. Sounds like a Kit Kat commercial. I agree. All right, John from Boston's up. He has
a
great
that Kit Kat bar.
He has a great Uncle Johnny story. Here we go.
Hello, am I on the air? This is John calling from Boston and New England. I'm surprised that you don't talk more football now that you have something to put in your trophy case at Arrowhead. As we all start to play outside more, I'm reminded of one time when your Uncle Jonathan was about Griffin's age. We were all throwing the football and running routes. Jonathan tore down the sidelines, and a throw kind of got away from me. He lunged into the air after it like Superman, arms extended, feet trailing, everything but the cape. At the exact moment that his hands clutched the ball, his Aunt Amy stepped forward to intercept the pass. Their bodies slammed. She twisted the ball up and away. Jonathan held on. Her pull lifted him airborne, swinging feet under him, a full aerial cartwheel all in one motion. With a clump of dirt over his eyes, with a big grin, he said, "Let's do it again."
Oh my gosh. All right,
That's another lose for the Packers, man.
Another loss for Packers there, huh? Yeah, that's true. Oh,
let's
my gosh.
Do it again.
I don't know what was funnier in that story. I mean, Uncle Johnny.
he was a daredevil.
He was a daredevil. Still is a daredevil. That's right. But he came down with the ball, right?
Yeah.
Perseverance.
Touchdown.
That is a great story. Why don't we talk more football in the pod?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We do a lot of basketball, a lot of hockey.
I like John from Boston normally.
I do. I like John from Boston too. Yeah. He leaves good messages, doesn't he?
Hello.
Hello. Am I in the air? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, duh. I think Aunt Amy should come in and say, like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Aunt Amy should come back into some of these messages, don't you?
Yeah, she was good.
Man, great message. Awesome messages this week. Thanks, people. Top to bottom, probably our best voice message week of the whole season.
No offense.
To what? Other weeks of the season?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have a joke of the day?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
It's time for the State Farm joke of the day.
Knock, knock.
Oh, gosh, it's a knock, knock joke?
Yeah.
All right, go. Go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
Europe who?
I thought we could get away from potty jokes. As soon as I said Europe who, I realized this what I just stepped in.
Look, who's there? Europe who? Europe who?
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. All right, let's do some shout-outs. Let's get people back to the weekend. Here we go. Who are you shouting out? Let's go right back to the last voice message.
Boston fam, Uncle John, and
Aunt Amy. Yep, we got to shout them out. They're doing a heck of a job on the pod, aren't they?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Love you guys. Thanks for loving the pod so much. We love when other people are loving the pod. And just to show you tonight, Griffin and I, we were going to mail it in tonight. We're going to be perfectly honest with you. We're tired. It's the end of the week. We looked at each other and we said, the people need us.
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
The people need us.
We can't end off on a Friday special.
Yeah. So we took a deep breath and we did it, right? And all of a sudden we turned in a good one, I think. Awesome. I will say, a little teaser for Monday. Monday, we will have a new voice message call in participant.
Who?
Someone who binged 32 episodes this week in 1 week. He's getting after it.
Who?
Totally getting after it.
Give the peeps a clue. Do we shout out them?
We will shout them out on Monday after they leave their message.
So we have not shouted them out.
We have not shouted them out.
I don't think the peeps...
I introduced him to the pod last week. He loved it. He's a former news anchor, real life news anchor. So he's used to being on TV.
And I know who it is.
Don't say it.
I know who it is.
Don't say it.
I know who it is.
And he heard one episode and he couldn't even believe what was happening. He binged 32 episodes in 1 week, and now Monday he's committed to leaving us our first voice message. So I'm fired up for that. Can't wait. We love new participants in the league. It's going to be great. All right?
Yeah.
Come find us on Twitter, people, at Dad and Griffin, or leave us an email. Please leave us an email, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. If you've missed an episode or you want to just go back and hear the one you were shouted out on, go find us on Apple Pods.
I have a statement.
Go for it. We're wrapping up. Hurry.
I just made a new logo for us.
A logo?
Mm-hmm. We can make swag now.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'll have to see this logo, and if it's something that I can take a picture of, I'll put it on Twitter.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.
Have a great weekend, peeps.